Masechet Eduyot Perek Bet Mishnah Gimel will now bring the third and fourth testimonies that Rabbi Hanina gave, the officer of the Kohanim. The third one talks about a certain document, shtar, that was used in a person who was lending money and how that document was written up. Mishnah says, Afu Heid, he also, Rabbi Hanina, testified about the following. Al Kfar Katon Shaya Besad Yerushalayim, there was a small village near Yerushalayim. V'haya bo zaken ehad v'haya malve lekol b'nei ha'kfar, and there was one older or elderly hacham, sage, who would lend money to all the people in that village. V'kotev b'chtav yado v'aharim chotmim, and he would write the loan document in his own handwriting. He would handle the writing of the document. He would give it to the borrowers in order to have that they should have record, and other people would sign the document. So the borrowers arranged for people who are qualified to be edim to sign on that document, and then the borrower would then return the document to the zaken, the sage, who would hold on to them as proof of the loans. It wasn't the normal way to do it. Usually, the loan document was written fully by the borrower, not by the lender. Ubama aseh lifnei hachamim v'hitiru. And the case of this type of document came before the rabbis, and they allowed the practice of the lender himself writing the loan document. The document was okay, it was valid, even though it was written by the person who needed it. As long as the document was signed by qualified witnesses who could testify that everything was done correctly, and the borrower was involved in that process, everything is okay. Lefi darkecha atalamed. From this testimony, we learn the following. Shehaisha koteret et gita. A woman is allowed to write her own get that she's going to hand over to her husband, and then her husband could give to her and divorce her. V'ha'ish kotev et shovro, and a man is allowed to write his own receipt in terms of proving that he paid the ketubah. She'en kiyum ha'get ela b'chotmav, because the power of a document, of a get, or of the receipt that we're talking about is only established through the signers. The witnesses make it a real document. The fact that it was written by somebody becomes irrelevant. It's not about how it was written or who it was written by, but what makes it practical and usable is the fact that it was signed by valid witnesses. That's the third testimony. Now we'll get into the fourth testimony. Ve'al Mahat, he also gave testimony about a needle that became tameh from touching a dead body. She'nimset babasad, that was found in the skin or in the basad, in the flesh of a korban, when it was being cut up in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. It wasn't known if the Kohen who cut up the basad or his knife touched the needle, and therefore the Kohen became tameh. We don't really know. Or the knife itself. We don't know if he became tameh. She'asakin v'hayadayim tehorot v'abasad tameh. According to Rabbi Hanina, what we say is the knife and the hands of the Kohen are pure, but the flesh is tameh. The Kohen and the knife are pure because we say that the Hatzed, the temple courtyard, is a public area. And whenever we have a question in terms of Tum'ah in a public area, the items in this question are assumed to have remained tahor. They have a hazakah that they are tahor. That's how we deal with the Safek case. But a Vadai case, an obvious for sure case, like the basad of the animal, which for sure touched the needle, that we treat as tameh. But the needle was found in the perish, in the excrement, in the inside of the animal. Everything, including the basad, is assumed to be tahor, because the excrement that was there cannot become tameh. So therefore, it can't transmit tum'ah to anything else either.